Katy Country 94 weather.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. More clouds than sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 77. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy tonight. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 57. Slight chance for scattered storms tomorrow. High of 80. A mix of clouds and sun. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 71.
If there's something strange crawling in your hood.
Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
Bugs are invading fast, and it don't look good.
Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
They ain't afraid of no bugs.
An invisible itch when sleeping in your bed.
Ow! Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
Nah, don't try to beat them bugs alone.
Just pick up the phone and call.
With offices in Sylvan Grove, Otis, and Salina.
Spring is here. The grass is starting to grow, and you need to mow now with 0% retail financing on new Hustler zero-turn mowers. That's right. Qualified buyers can enjoy 0% financing on qualifying Hustler zero-turn mowers. Come into Jewel Implement today and get that Hustler Turf zero-turn lawnmower you've been dreaming of. That's Jewel Implement, 105 South Custer, Jewel, Kansas, or online at www.jewelimplement.com. Qualified buyers with minimum purchase. Other restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Recognizing 55 years of dedicated service, the NOAA's National Weather Service presented the Benjamin Franklin Award to Mr. Bob Levine, the official weather observer for the Smith Center, Kansas area. The presentation was on June the 5th at his home in Smith Center. Phil Pointer, meteorologist in charge from the National Weather Service Forecast Office near Hastings, Nebraska, and Mike Reed, observation program leader, presented the award. Mr. Levine will also be celebrating his 86th birthday, or did celebrate 86th birthday, on June the 8th. Mr. Levine has volunteered to become the cooperative observer, has been the volunteer to become the cooperative observer for the Smith Center, Kansas area in 1967 is when he did that. And he's continuously provided daily observations of temperatures and precipitation. In his 55 years of service, Bob has provided over 20,000 daily observations to the National Weather Service. These reports are important and contain data used by National Weather Service forecasters, hydrologists, and climate scientists, as well as various government, educational entities, public, and private organizations. Mr. Levine has previously received the two most prestigious awards obtainable as a NWS observer for his outstanding work with the National Weather Service, the John Campanius Holm Award, which is presented to only 25 observers each year nationally, and the Thomas Jefferson Award, which is limited to only 5 observers each year. There are over 10,000 official National Weather Service observers across the nation. To read that full story, it is available at our website, kdcountry94.com. Kansas Department of Health and Environment, the KDHE, and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks have issued a public health advisory update to blue-green algae, a harmful algal bloom. HAB may look like foam, scum, or paint floating on the water and be colored blue, bright green, brown, or red. Blooms can develop rapidly. If the water appears suspicious or there is decaying algae on the shore, avoid contact and keep dogs away. These toxins can be observed by ingestion, inhalation of aerosols, and even skin contact. Symptoms vary depending upon the type of exposure, such as direct contact, ingestion, or inhalation, but can include rash, vomiting, diarrhea, fever, sore throat, and headaches. If you or your dog come into contact with algae, rinse the area with clean, fresh water. And if there are any kind of HAB-related health incidents, whether human or animal, regardless of season, it should be reported to the KDHE. There is a warning for these lakes, Wyandotte County, Pomona Lake in Osage County, Big 11 Lake in Wyandotte County, Webster Lake in Rooks County, Wellington Lake in Sumner County, and Mount Hope at Woodland Park Pond, Sedgwick County. And then there's a watch for Augusta Santa Fe Lake in Butler County, Harvey County East Lake in Harvey County, Marion Lake Reservoir in Marion County, and Milford Lake Zone A, Dickinson and Geary Counties. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 60 Independence and Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia Osborne Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Save the date tomorrow, Tuesday, June the 13th from 6 p.m. The K-State Research Extension will be doing a program on advanced healthcare planning. This class is for anyone that has an interest in planning for their future. Don't wait until you're in crisis mode. That'll be at the Osborne Public Library, 325 West Main, Osborne, coming up tomorrow. Also, there will be a farmer-to-farmer drought meeting this Thursday from 10 a.m. to noon. Mitchell County Conservation District is partnering with Farm Service Agency to bring you information about drought programs available to farmers this year. Meeting will be held in the meeting room of First Bank of Beloit. For more information, call 738-5172. And the Downs Golf Club is hosting a two-person scramble golf tournament coming up this weekend at 9 a.m. on June the 17th, which would be Saturday. $60 per team entry fee includes meals, skins, mulligans, and hole prizes. Contact Heather to get entered. Or for more information, 454-1237. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
They have a power formation here with Caleb Atkinson to take a direct snap. They don't waste any time trying to draw him off. They go for it. Atkinson into the open field. 20, 15, 10. Diving toward the goal line, but a knee down at the 3. That puts it on ice. That's a 29-yard run from Caleb Atkins on fourth down in about 2.5. First and goal for the West at the 4 with 101 to play in the contest.
The Division I West All-Stars held on for the 6-point win in Saturday's game in Beloit. We'll have a recap of both All-Star football games coming up in this sportscast. Also, K-State men's basketball getting a big transfer commit. Kansas City Royals continue struggles. The NBA Finals continue on, and so do the Stanley Cup Finals. Also, a new men's record holder for most majors in tennis. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. The 38th annual 8-man All-Star games took place Saturday at Trojan Field in Beloit. In the opening game, the E2 East cruised to a 54-22 win over the West. In the afternoon, the West held on for a 28-22 win over the East in the Division I contest. In the Division II game, East left little time for the fans to get into the stands.
One receiver to the far right, that is Maestri. In motion is Detweiler. A run option. Detweiler halfback pass throws it deep, wide open at the 30, the 20, and in for a touchdown for D2 East. So the first offensive play from scrimmage is Kaysen Maestri, and it goes down as a 61-yard touchdown strike on a halfback pass from Detweiler to Maestri.
That was the first score in a 30-0 start for the East over the West. Canton Galvez, Garrett Maltby threw two touchdown passes to Holden Barker of Crest and Luke Davies from Lebo to put the East up 22-0, while Detweiler scored on a 3-yard run to stretch that lead to 30. The West got on the board when Stafford's Dylan Gantz connected with Kay Johnston of Wallace County on a 33-yard touchdown to cut the lead to 30-6 after one. In the second quarter, Maltby found his Canton Galvez teammate T.J. Kane on a 5-yard touchdown on fourth and goal to put the East up 38-6, while Thunder Ridge quarterback Dylan Vines connected with Carson Worth of Victoria on a 29-yard touchdown and a two-pointer to cut the lead to 38-14 at half. East outscored the West 16-8 in the third for the 54-22 final. Maltby and Detweiler had touchdown runs of 15 and 5 yards with a 6-yard touchdown pass from Bice to Max Neely of Dighton for the West, sandwiched between. The East finished with 541 yards of offense as Maltby threw for 222 and 3 touchdowns. Mastery had 135 yards and a touchdown receiving. Barker ran for 121 yards. The West was held to 184 yards of total offense. The Division I game was back and forth with neither team leading by more than one score. After a bit of a slow start for both offenses, Keandre Smith of South Sumner scored on a 20-yard touchdown run for the East as they went up 6-0 after a quarter. The West scored the only touchdown in the second quarter on a 2-yard run by Wichita County quarterback Eric Hermosillo. Tied at 6 at half, each team scored 8 in the third. Bryson Turner, a 1-yard touchdown and a 2-pointer to put the East up 14-6. The East intercepted the West on their next possession, but the tide turned shortly after.
Big fourth down play here for the East in the pistol formation. Smith, Turner comes into the near side. Smith rolling to the near side. A block up front by Blankenship. Smith runs back to the far side, trying to get away from Day, and cannot. Oh, and knocked the ball loose. It's picked up by Hernandez on the far sideline, down the sideline to the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. A 57-yard fumble return for a touchdown by the Sublette product, Miguel Hernandez, to get him back within two at 14-12.
After a two-pointer tied the game at 14, the West scored first in the fourth quarter on a four-yard touchdown run by Caleb Atkins of Hill City. But two plays later, Smith hit Peyton Rush of Oxford for an 11-yard touchdown pass for the East to tie the game at 22 after a two-pointer. With 3:54 remaining, Hermosillo scored on a 13-yard run to put the West up 28-22. They would make a stop on defense and hold on for the six-point win. Hermosillo threw for 176 yards, ran for two scores, while Atkins combined for 143 yards of offense and a touchdown for the West. Smith threw for 166 yards and a score, ran for another touchdown, 139 yards rushing for the East. For full recaps of the games and much more, you can visit 8manallstars.com. In college sports notes, on Sunday, the K-State men's basketball team added a big name from the transfer portal. After a weekend visit, forward Arthur Kaluma, who was previously at Creighton, announced his commitment to Jerome Tang's program. The 6'8 Kaluma averaged just under 12 points, 6 rebounds, shot 31% from three-point land as a sophomore. Regarded as one of the top players remaining in the portal, chose K-State over Kentucky and Alabama.
And Lester hits a ground ball through the middle here. He sneaks it past Massey today and drives in two more. Josh Lester, bases loaded assassin. The Orioles have retaken the lead.
That swing broke a 3-3 tie between the Orioles and Royals on Sunday. Baltimore scored six more runs on their way to an 11-3 run on a three-game weekend sweep. A two-run homer by Salvador Perez in the third. The big offensive highlight for the Royals, but Mike Myers gave up four runs on seven hits and five innings of relief. The Royals have now lost six in a row and not of their last 10 with an 18-47 record. They're headed to start a three-game series with the 31-35 Reds in Cincinnati at 7:10 tonight.
The Denver Nuggets are one win away from their first ever NBA title. A spectacular performance on the road here in Game 4.
The Nuggets picked up a 108-95 win over the Heat Friday night in Miami to take a 3-1 series lead in the NBA Finals. That sets up a chance for Denver to win their first ever NBA title at home tonight. Tip on for Game 7 at 7:30 on ABC.
Clock comes out to Nick Hague. Hague with a shot.
That goal ended up being the difference for the Golden Knights Saturday night as the Panthers scored two goals after the 3-0 start but couldn't complete the comeback to force overtime. Vegas won 3-2 in Game 4 to take a 3-1 lead in the series. They head back to Las Vegas for Game 5 on Tuesday night.
There is a new grandmaster in men's tennis.
Novak Djokovic passed Rafael Nadal on the all-time list for men's tennis majors, one picking up his 23rd overall in his third French Open title with a straight-set win over Casper Ruud Sunday morning in the title match. On the women's side on Saturday, Iga Swiatek won her third French Open in 4 years, beating Karolina Muchova in three sets as Swiatek claimed her fourth major overall. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and 96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.